Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the night when you brought our fathers, the children of Israel, out of bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry ground. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from bondage to sin and are restored to life and immortality. This is the night when Christ, the life, arose from the dead. The seal of the grave is broken, and the morning of the new creation breaks forth out of night. Oh, how wonderful and beyond all telling is your mercy toward us, O God, that to redeem a slave, you gave your Son. The Easter Vigil is one of the most beautiful services in the church year. The Vigil takes the events before Holy Week, during Holy Week, and after Holy Week, and tie them all together in the death and resurrection of Christ. The events before, of which you heard read, the creation, the flood, the testing of Abraham, the Israelites passing through the Red Sea in their exodus, God forgiving Nineveh, and God saving Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace before King Nebuchadnezzar. Then the events during Holy Week, Jesus' suffering, Jesus' death, and this evening, Jesus' resurrection. And the events following, the growth of the church, being baptized into Christ and salvation for the world. At the center of all of these events throughout time is the cross and the empty tomb. This cross, the death of our Lord and the resurrection to new life, that is the center of hope for people and believers throughout all of history. It was faith in that coming Christ that Noah, Abraham, Moses, all of the patriarchs had. It was faith in Jesus that the disciples followed in. And it is faith in the crucified and risen Christ that you now place your hope in. The cross is what all people look to for their salvation. And this is why we celebrate. Sin, death, and the devil are defeated. For God's children, Christ's victory is now our victory. St. John Chrysostom, an early church father, summed this up beautifully in one of his Easter sermons. He says, "When Isaiah foresaw all this, he cried out, 'O Hades, you have been angered by encountering him in the netherworld.' Hades is angered because it is frustrated. It is angered because it has been mocked. It is angered because it has been destroyed. It is angered because it has been reduced to naught. It is angered because it is now captive. It seized a body, and lo, it discovered God. It seized earth, and behold, it encountered heaven. It seized the visible, and was overcome by the invisible. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and life is freed. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of the dead. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the leader and reviver of those who had fallen asleep." Death and Hades' anger is your celebration. Their defeat is your victory, and their death is your life. This is the night of your celebration. This is the night of your salvation. Christians all around the world and throughout time celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. For on that day, everything foretold in the scriptures is fulfilled. The Savior had come. The Savior had paid for the sins of the world. The Savior rose in victory and brings you salvation. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.